Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Join us for the conclusion of Walking in the Spirit.
Everything stops to seek His face. We listen because He speaks through us all during the day. Speaks to us all during the day, doesn't He? He speaks to us all during the day, and we know. We're convicted. We know that's not too good. Don't do that again. Lord, forgive me. Amen? Or He'll lead and guide us, and He'll really encourage us. I need you to call such and such. You can't explain it. It's not spooky spiritual. It's just the Holy Spirit talking in your heart. You know, and you just know in your knower, I'm supposed to do this today. Nobody has to tell you. You do it. That's how it is. You just walk with Him, but you choose to yield. Listen, that's what the Holy Spirit wants in our life. That's what He's yearning for. He is yearning for someone to yield to Him. It could be just the simplest thing. He is yearning for someone to take the time to say, "Yes, Lord, what do you want?" We can do nothing without Him, but wouldn't it be something if He did something with nothing? Wouldn't it be something if He did something with nothing? The anointing of God, the gifts of God, listen, we all want to see them, we all want to experience them, but listen, even if they start operating through you, they're not for you. They're for your brother and sister in Christ. We enjoy it. It's fun. It's awesome to feel the presence of God. It is amazing to be in His presence. There's nothing better. But listen, the anointing of God only comes through a byproduct of our relationship with the Lord. You can want the anointing. You can want to operate in spiritual gifts. You can want all that, all you want to. You can sing and dance and shout it and proclaim it. I want it, I want it. And I always say, gimme, my name is Jimmy. Don't know why. But unless we have a relationship with God, it's a byproduct. You can't make it happen. It's a byproduct of your relationship with God. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to draw close to Him. That makes me want to drink in that living water of the Holy Spirit. That makes me want to know that I don't want to feel afraid.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
That makes me want to drink in that living water of the Holy Spirit. That makes me want to know that I don't want to feel afraid. I don't want to feel intimidated. I don't want to not feel good enough. I want to know that in Him it is enough. He is enough. And He is just longing for us to say, yes. Will we choose to walk in the Spirit of God? Lord, we need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We need to desire the presence of God in our lives, leading us and guiding us every day. That be our goal, to know You. Just like Paul said, to know You. All the other things come with it. It's a package deal. And we should be walking in the manifest presence of God in our life. That the presence of God is revealed to us and it's breaking forth and it's manifesting. Because we're walking in obedience to the Holy Spirit. It's not complicated, is it? It's called yield. Obey. We need to know who the Holy Spirit is this morning. We need to know what He wants to do in our life, and we need to know His purpose. And and there's nothing better than being in a meeting where the Spirit of God just takes control and we see people healed and all the things. It's nothing better, but we want to be changed too. It should change us. Those things should change us. When we experience those things, there should be a change. Because that's what He's about. That's His business, changing our hearts. Will we choose to walk in the Spirit? 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20 says, "You should know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit who is in you. You have received the Holy Spirit from God, so you do not belong to yourselves, because you were bought by a price, bought by God for a price. So honor God with your bodies. Thank you, Jesus.
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to Him. For He laid the earth's foundation on the seas, and He built it on the depths of the ocean. The glory of the Lord will cover the earth as waters cover the sea. Show us your glory, God. When Solomon prayed, the fire came from heaven, consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests couldn't even stand because of the glory that filled the house. Fill us with your glory, God.
Fill us with your glory.
Fill this temple to be a habitation of your glory. I open up my heart. I open up my life for the King of Glory to come in.
Where you are, there is no sickness.
Temple to be a habitation of your glory, of your presence. Open up your heart. Open up your life. The King of Glory is coming in. Open up and let Him come in. His blessings will overtake you. We're transformed from glory to glory. We need your presence. We're hungry for your presence.
Nothing else will ever satisfy like you. No one else will ever love me like you do. Fill us with your glory.
Let the weightiness of your glory cover us right now.
I rest inside your presence.
Who's welcome to climb up to the mountain of the Lord? And who can stand in this holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who don't worship idols or tell lies. They receive the Lord's blessing. They have a right to fellowship, a relationship with God, their
Savior. And He's knocking at your heart.
Those are the people who seek. Those are the people who worship. In your presence.
Open up,
and He's knocking on your heart right now.
Come on in.
He's knocking.
King of Glory's coming in. Let the King of Glory, let Him reign in your heart. Let Him reign in your life.
Just open your heart. Say, Lord, let your presence fill me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He alone is your refuge. He is your place of safety. He is your God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor. His faithful promises are your protection. Don't dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side, and though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will uphold you with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. His love removes all fear. Lord, we receive your love. Lord, I'm filled with your love.
Fear not, don't be afraid.
You belong to God, and the spirit that lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. He says, don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When you call on me, I will answer, and I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you, and I will honor you.
This is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast. It is our hope that you've been encouraged today. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
An encouraging word is produced at Mustard Seed Productions, the Sounds of Faith.